Okay, we are on Daf Ches. Daf Ches is what we are up to, and we are starting from Zayin Mabez, about five lines up in the bottom, six lines up in the bottom. Maitakante. The Gemara had just listed off five different averos. Why does rain stop? The Gemara said either because of Bittul Shumus Amaisros, Masapir Lashon Hara, Azepanim, Bittul Torah, or Gezel. So now the Gemara asks, Maitakante. So how do you fix it? How do you fix the problem if it stops raining? Yarba Betvila, so you have to be Marba Betvila, as we're going to have at length in later parts of the Masechta, the different phases of Ribui Tvila. Shnei Marva Yitzav Alav B'Mafkia, as it says in the continuation of the pasuk that we quoted before by Eov about Gezel, that the mafgia, you should command the mafgia, ve'in pagia el tefila, that's a reference to tefila. Shedemar, as it says, va'ata atas pala ba'ad ha'amazeh v'chulu, v'al tifgabi, don't be pogea in me. So that's a lashon you see to ribui tefila. So Sfasemis asks, what do you mean, maitakante? What do you mean, stop doing the avera, maitakante? Maitakante, do tshuva. Wait, maitakante is the davening? What about stopping the avera? So the Sfasemis says, no, that must be the chiddush, that even if you, when the am didn't stop, there's still the koach of the tefillah of its tzaddik in order to stop the gzeira. Even if the avera isn't totally finished yet. That's what he says here. The Sfas Emes says maybe it's even without tshuva. The Gvura Sari, and the Shagasari in his commentary here says no. He says he thinks it's even with tshuva, the opposite. Even with tshuva, that's not enough. Even with tshuva, you still have to be marba b'tfila and you have to ask for forgiveness. But just getting the act retracted and giving back the money is not enough. You have to do vidu. You have to go above and beyond just getting rid of the avera. This reminds me a little bit of the what might be behind this Gvura Sari's idea, not exactly, but behind it is Rav Soloveitchik has an idea at the beginning of Al Hatshuva where he talks about two things that a chait does. A chait, a sin, first of all, is mechayiv a person. It obligates me in terms of an onesh. I did an avera, and therefore I'm chayiv to get a certain onesh. But not only is it mechayiv me, but it's metame me. It impurifies me. It makes me more distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a natural result of chait. That's mechayiv and it's metame. That is why when we come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's also two phases. There's kapara. Kapara means I have gotten atonement for what I was chayiv. Kapara is like mechila. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mochal the avera to us, this kapara, but beyond that, even after I get rid of the avera, I still require tahara. Not just kapara, but tahara, because tahara means getting back to the original state that I was in with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, close to Him, having the relationship as if it was never done. Right? That's the B'makam Shabali Tshuva Omdim Tzadikim Gemur Minim Michol Mamucham. So that's Chiyuv and Tameh, and kapara and tahara. So maybe that's what's being alluded to in this Tureyev, in this Gvura Sari, that even after one is mechaper and does a tshuva for the avera, that's not enough. One still has to do ribui tefila to reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to return to the state that he was in beforehand. Kapara and tahara. Beginning of Al HaTshuva. So maitakan, they say yarbe b'tefila. So that's what it means, yarbe b'tefila. But again, this Sfas Emes versus the second shot, even without tshuva or only with tshuva and even more than that. Okay, the Amar Rabbi Ami, my dechsev imkeya habarzel. What does it mean if the iron is dull, v'hulo panim kilkal, and he has not sharpened its face? So the Gemara darshins imra isa rakia shakia kabarzel milharitalubatar. If you see a sky that is dull like iron and it is cloudy, but there's no talumata coming down. It's obviously only the bad tal, because tal never stops. So the bad tal is not coming down. It's because the actions of the dar, which are makukal, which are not good. That's what the allusion is in the second half of the pasuk. My takana, son, what is the takana of this door? Yisgabra barachimim, they have to daven. Yisgabra barachimim, they have to strengthen their asking Rachmanis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shneamar v'chayolim yigaber. As the end of the pasuk says, v'chayolim yigaber, the armies of Bnei Yisrael davening yigaber have to come out strong. V'yisrael hachshir chachma, the end of that pasuk says that. What is that referred to? Yisrael hachshir chachma, that the advantage and the greatness of chachma is yitaron, is greater. Kol shekein emuchshu ma'asein meikara. Surely, if they wouldn't have sinned in the first place, so then there would never have been a stoppage of rain. Now that there is a stoppage of rain, so now they have to have a chayal migaber, they have to be misgaber barachamim. Period. Rish Lakish Amar, get today's daf is again various chazals about rain and related topics. Rish Lakish Amar, im isa talmid shalimuto kasha alav kabarzel, if you see a talmud that his limud is difficult to him like iron. What exactly does that mean? Shirashi says it means he doesn't have it straight. He's asked kashas. He doesn't have a hold on the material. He can't answer it properly. It's kashas. It's difficult to him. Bishvil mishnaso she'ena sedura alav. It's because his mishnah, his learning is not sedura, is not orderly to him. Shene'amar v'hu lo panim kilkal. And it says lo panim kilkal. What does that mean? So Rashi explains panim is from the word lefanim. What comes beforehand? There are two stages of learning, Rashi seems to say, here and in the Rashi a couple of lines. That is what we call Mishnah and Gemara. Mishnah is the texts that are there from previous generations, the Mishnahs, the Brises, the Toseftas. So that you have to know. Then you can go to the next phase, and that is relating them and asking kashas and contrasts and comparisons. That's what Gemara is. Gemara, Ligmar, to have the give and take, the Shakla Vataria. First stage is Mishnah, and then is Gemara. So lo panim kilkal, Rashi says for the word lefanim, from earlier, the Mishnahs from earlier he messed up. He didn't study the Mishnahs properly. And therefore Rashi explains, tupshatim, either, you know, that if somebody's asked the kasha and he won't be able to answer it because he doesn't know what it says in three blot from now, one has to have a wide breadth of knowledge in order to be able to answer questions even in one spot. As it says, aniyah b'makam echad, v'ashiyah b'makam acher. Torah might be poor in one spot and rich in another spot. One has to have a large handle of knowledge in order to answer properly. And Rashi explains, and there might be two mistakes that one makes. Either one doesn't remember a Mishnah because he didn't learn it properly, and number two, even if he remembers it, if he doesn't study it over and over again and chazer it, so then he might make a mistake and think it said mutter and it says usser, and might make mistakes. Either he won't remember it, or he'll make a mistake and he'll say the wrong thing. Either way, Rashi is giving a plug for learning Mishnayos. We got to have the before, like it says in Pirkei Avos, right? Ben Chamish LaMikra, Ben Esser LaMishnah. So you have to spend time in Mishnayos. Again, it's a problem in our generation that we jump to Gemara before we even know basic Mishnayos ideas. So it's something that we have to push and emphasize for ourselves. Also, not just for the children to have Mishnayos. Yeah. Okay. So Maitakante. So what again is the? How could this person be fixed? This Talmud that's Kasha Kabarzel. Yarabi Yeshiva. He's got to sit and learn. Yarabi Yeshiva. Shneamar v'chayolim yigaber. The armies have to be stronger. So what exactly does Yarba B'Yeshiva mean? So Rashi says, second skinny line, Yarba B'Yeshiva, so yes, diru b'nei ha-yeshiva mishnasam. You got to sit in front of people who know Mishnayos and learn with them. You got to set up Mishnayos, set up chavruses, and learn with them. That's the chayalim. The chayalim, the soldiers of the yeshiva, have to teach you. The Meiri has a different pshat. He doesn't say that it means Yarba B'Yeshiva with chavruses. He says Yarba B'Yeshiva by yourself. Kol sharoa b'tivo shetalmudo kashe alav, Yarba v'yasmid b'hisbodidus. You have to sit there and sit by yourself. Doesn't mean you have to go sit with other people. It just means you have to push yourself and be moser nefesh. So Machlokas Rashi the Meiri, exactly what does this line mean? Yarabi Yeshiva. Just one more line, then we'll say something else. For Yisrael Hachshir Chachma, the end of the pasuk, as we had earlier. What does that mean? Surely, if you would have learned Mishnayos properly to begin with, then there wouldn't be a problem. So again, this relates to the Yarbi Yeshiva relates to the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, as it says, Marbi Yeshiva, Marbi Chachma. That if we want to be Kona Torah, we have to put in the time. We have to put in the time. There's no shortcuts in Torah. We have to put in the time into learning, in order to be Kona Torah.
That's not a chiddush.
Yeah, it's not a chiddush. You have to put in the time. You're correct, but it's just saying, even if you can't jump steps. Can't jump steps to jump to what the Gemara assumes to be Gemara without skipping Mishnayos. You can't have that second step. If a person wants to know what his problem was, he didn't have enough. Right? Kajalov Kabarzel, that he's got to go backwards a little bit and put in the time. There's a fascinating Chachmas Adam. Chachmas Adam, Avram Danzig, in his Hagdama to his Pirish on Yerodeah. The Chai Adam is on Arachayim, and the Chachmas Adam is on Yerodeah. In his Hagdama to his Sefer, he defends, first he writes, while Yeruday is not just for the Rabbanim, every person, every balabas has to know what to do in the kitchen. You got to know Hilchas Kashrus, you got to know all of Yerudeya, Pasvachalav Tyroves, Nida, Velus, all of Yerudeya. So that's why I'm writing the Sefer. And then in the second half of the Sefer, he defends his writing. He says, V'hina yadati ki yislachashu alai. I know people are whispering about me that I'm a businessman. How can I write a Sefer? How could I, you know, is it really appropriate? He's writing a Sefer on Yerudeya. Is he sitting, is he being marbe by yeshiva? Sorry, I'm talking about this here. Is he? So he says, V'atara he'ida, lo me'ivar layamu. So he says, Dalacha achi. My traveling to the marketplaces, lo haya lakavitz osher chalila, yoyed alav adonakol, raklafarnis b'nei besi. He says, I'm just going to make a little parnasa, and I have a mesorah for my family that we're never going to be rich, and my great-great-great-great Zayda had a dream that we're never going to be rich, that we're going to have enough money. So this is what I have to do. He says, ubarach asher asa li hanefesh hazeh me'odi shaloa hafti mamon. You know, Baruch Hashem, that I never had such a Yetzirah that I'm running after it. But then he says, Kiban, and even when I was there, I went to Leipzig, I went to the marketplace, Kiban Isiyasila Derech Daiti Aleha. Even when I was traveling there, I was learning. Ubi Yeshivasi Bachanus Daiti Aleha. Vitesi Li, Shafilu B'shas Masu Matan, Pa'amim Harbi Hayadaiti Aleha, Behira Piri Shokuntris, Uvi Prapa Shisha Mitzvah Seisha Kasafti Bechel Gal. I was always learning. He says, I'm not saying this als gaiva. He says, I'm saying this als, it's a sefer, and you should take it seriously, and please send me your feedback. But it's something that, you know, marbe yeshiva, marbe chachma. He's like, I had yeshiva, I had marbe yeshiva. Okay, I tell my talmidim, it's a Muslim haskel for anybody going out into the business world, any field, you gotta read this hakdamah of the chachma zadam. How we're supposed to view, obviously, making a parnas is important, and we have to support our families, but we have to make sure that we always remember Torah is primary, and even when we have a free moment, We have to use it properly. And he says, even when I got back, Baruch Hashem, I didn't forget anything. And ask everybody else who was there. I feel Leipzig, Lo Manati, Likach, Imi, Gemara, Mikra, Mishnah. So I'm not saying this because I'm giving, you know, tastily, but I'm just saying this that you take the Sefer seriously. Okay, so the Chach Mazadam in his Akdama talks about Marbe be Yeshiva, that he had it even when he was outside the Yeshiva. What kind of marbav yeshiva do you have to have like Rish Lakish? Before he went in, he studied his material 40 times. Connected the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was up on Har Sinai, and then he went into Rabbi Yochanan, his Rebbe, to learn with and to ask kashas on it and to discuss it. But he learned the material 40 times first. Ravada Bar Ava, Misader Masisan Estrin Va'arba Zimnim. Ravada Bar Ava says that he used to learn it 24 times before he went in. Keneged Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. Keneged Tanakh, the 24 Sifri Tanakh. Va'ayal HaKami D'Rava, then he went in front of Rava. Rashi and Pashat Kisisa says, what's the definition of a Talmud Chacham? Somebody who's a Baki because Chav Dal Sifri Tanakh. That's something else. Besides Mishnayos, let's go even backwards, right? Gemara, Mishnayos, and even and Tanakh. We have to try to learn a little bit of everything. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah that every single Jew has a chiyuv to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. We have to have high aspirations. Every single Jew is possible. It's possible. Not every, you don't have to know every sifkaton of the, every achron of it. What's the show that Rav Shechter once said? He said, what's Kol HaTorah Kula? We have Tanakh, Mishnayos, Shas, Medrash Halacha, Medrash Agada, you know, some poskim. So again, it's it is finite, but it's in a certain way. But that's what we have to try to have high aspirations and learn as much as we can. Rava Amar, Marisa Talmud Shalimud Kasha Olav Kabarzel is similar to what we said before. If a Talmud sees his limud is difficult to him, Bishvil Rabo She'eno Mazbir Lo Panim, it's his Rebbe's fault. Bishvil Rabo She'eno Mazbir Lo Panim, that his Rebbe is not Mazbir Lo Panim. What exactly does Mazbir Lo Panim mean? So it sounds like literally he didn't show him his face. He didn't have that personal relationship with him. In order to learn from a Rebbe, you have to connect to the Rebbe. And we have to have that, I'm sorry? Mazbir Lo Panim. What's Panim? So Mazbir Lo Panim might be, if you focus on the word Mazbir, he doesn't explain it well. Okay? That's one shot. But Mazbir Lo Panim, but first you have to focus on the face. Shanem Rabu Lo Panim Kil Kel. That he, yeah? Saver Panim Yafa. Saver Panim Yafa. So he didn't have that relationship with him. Person only can learn with a Rebbe that he has a relationship with. So you have to have that personal relationship. There are other pshat in the Marsha in Erevin, where we had a Gemara where it's that I think Rabbi Meir said that if I would have been in the front of the Rebbe's class, I would have seen his face, I would have learned even more. The Gemara in Erevin and Daf Yigimel on the base. So he said that he was in the back of the Rebbe. So the Marsha there says, why is this so important to sit in front of the Rebbe? He has a very practical pshat. To Bahazbaris Panim having Mechadid Yitvei, to Yesh Lohavin, Bechakaritzas Einayim, Ubramizas Fasayim. Sometimes if you're sitting in Shia, you could tell things by the facial expressions, by the nuances of speech that somebody, you don't get it on a tape. You don't get it on a tape. You have to, obviously there's a great mile to listening to a Shia, even if you don't see the person. I don't want to cause anybody not to stop listening right now. But it's something that there's an added element when you add a Shia. Obviously, so that's what the Marsha says. It's practically, you get more out of it by the expressions of the Rebbe. The other Mefarshim say it's more of a spiritual nature, that panim upanim is a ruchnius connection between people. And they quote, so I quoted the Svarno. The Svarno in Parshas Vayechi, 2 weeks ago's Parsha, where it says, by Yaakov, when he's about to give brachas to his grandchildren. So he said, the pasuk says, "Ve'eni Yisrael kavdom izoken lo yuchal liros." He couldn't see. Vayagish ola osam elav vayishach lahem vayichabik lahem. Why is it important to know that Yaakov Avinu couldn't see anymore? So we know already by Yitzchak he was blind, so we had to know because that's how the whole Yaakov and Esav story happened. But why is it important for us to know? Well, maybe because of the switching of the hands also. But the Svarno has a different shot. It says, "Lo yuchal liros heitev kedesha tachol alehem birchas birchaso." Bir oso osam. Kid inyan asher tirenu misham. Kideshi yavarech osa. There's got to be a connection between mivarech and misbarech when there's a bracha. Got to create the connection, the feelings of love between the two, and then the bracha could be chal. So he couldn't see them, so he couldn't have that once. That's why, what does he do in the next part of the pasuk? Vayagish osam olav, vayishach lem, vayichabik lem. He brings them close, he gives them a hug and a kiss. Kideshi tidbak nafsho bahem batach olav birchaso. This is more of a spiritual. The Marsha was more down to earth, practically better to see the face, so you learn more that way. So that based on the Svarno, other Mefarshim say that it's more of a spiritual connection. There's got to be a spiritual connection between the Mevarech and the Mizbarech, like by Yaakov Avinu. You know, give me some good food so I feel good about you, and then I'll give you a bracha. Give me the Matameh Mesher Ahavti. So again, this is a second shot of what Masbir Lo Panim means. My takante, so how does he fix it if he limudo kashalav? Yarba lav reyim, you should go study with friends, or others say that he should have other rabbeim. Rashi says, lafayis him enoshi Yisrael upon him. You know, find another rabbi that he could connect to. Shemar vayichalim yigaber, at the end of the pasuk says, v'yisra nashar chachma, as we've said, kol shekein mukshur ma'isav b'fnei rabba meikara. Surely, if the rabbi, you have to connect to the rabbi the first time, so that would have been better. V'yamar rabbiyami, my dechsev. So again, we just had three different limudim related to the same pasuk. That's why they were all brought here. A snake will bite below lachash without being caused by it, without being charmed. And there is no yitaron to the man of the tongue, the baal halashon. What does that mean? If somebody sees that there's no rain, that's the first part, yishoch. Yishoch is, for Rashi explains, for the word chaluta, for the word rusted, if the sky is all rusted up and it's not giving talumatar, why is that? It's because of the lochashe lechishos. What are the lochashe lechishos? Rashi says, those who say tefillah shmon esrei, balachash. You say the silent shmon esrei, those are the lochashe lechishos. Nobody's davening properly. The silent shmon esrei, that's the lochashe lechishos. My takanasan, so how do you fix the problem? You gotta go to somebody who knows how to daven. You gotta go to your friend, your reo, in order to be able to daven and to teach everybody else to daven. So the Iyun Yaakov says, but didn't we have five other averis listed? So tefillah wasn't one of them. So well, what about the other five? See, he says, no. He says, why do we daven tefillah balachash? So the Gemara in Sota says, so that's, you know, over Avera, not embarrassed, and everybody can have them privately. You don't have to be mefarsim all your sins. Vizehadar, that are not mishala balachash, because they're azepanim. So this is really connected to that number four we had, number three or four Avera, azpanim, that's what lochashe lechishos means. They're not lochashe lechishos, because they have azpanim, they're not worried about the being mevayish, the pnei over Avera. And that's the connection, that's the aver that's being referred to here underneath. V'ein Yisrael l'baal ha'lashon, what about the end of the pasuk? There is no yitaron l'baal ha'lashon, what does that mean? U'mi she'efshelo l'ilchosh v'ein alochesh. If somebody has the ability to daven the silent Shmona Esrei, and he doesn't, my Hana Yeshlo. So what's his Yitaron? If somebody has a Lashon, somebody has a tongue in order to be able to do it, and he doesn't, so my Hana Yeshlo. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives it to him in order to, gives him the ability in order to daven. V'im Lachash Lo Nane. What if he did daven V'lo Nane, and he didn't get the, it didn't rain. It didn't rain, he tried. So my Takante, so it doesn't mean, sometimes the answer is no. We know Chazal say that we always, Hashem always answers. Sometimes he just answers no. He never ignores us. Sometimes the answer is no. So what about if the answer is no here and it didn't rain yet? So my kante. So yelech esel chasid shebadar v'yarveh olav tefila. So you got to know, go to the unique tzaddiki hadar who really know how to daven, who really could push themselves, like we're going to have later on, the story of Chonia Ma'agel. And yeah, they have to ask them to daven. Shneamar va'yisav olav b'mafkia v'ein pegia elo tefila. Shneamar v'ata altis palel ba'ad ha'amazeh v'yaltisa ba'adam rina v'tefila v'altifka bi. Beautiful thought I saw is quoted on this pasuk, this line in the Gemara, that's why I'll say it here, in the Ben Yehoyada. He quotes his son, the Rabbi Yaakov. Says, why is there so much connection of... So we had all the Averis yesterday, but pashtus of this Gemara, there's another aspect. You don't daven properly, right? There are no Lokshi Lechishos. So why is Lokshi Lechishos connected to rain? Rain stops Dafka because there's no Lokshi Lechishos. Why Dafka is that connection there? So he quotes Rashi and Pashtus Bereishis. Rashi quotes in Pashtus Bereishis that the first... Tefillah in history, the first tefillah was for rain. The first tefillah was for rain. What does it say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Deshe earlier in creation, but Rashi quotes that it was really two stages. He created the Deshe, the growth, but it stood at Al Pnei HaKarka. It didn't go up yet. Why didn't it go up yet? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting to create Adam in order to daven for the rain to cause the grass to grow. So the first tefillah in history. Like the Vilna Gaon says, you always have to look at the first time it's in the Torah in order to know the Mahus. So the first tefillah in history was for rain. So Dafka, that's why if you're not davening properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to stop the rain. That's Yiras HaGeshamim. That's why you have this whole discussion. He says, Hatam Shemachlich, Hatakani, Yiras HaGeshamim, Vitfilah, because HaGeshamim HaRishon, Sheyardim La'olam, Lo Yardu Elide Tfilah Shalom HaRishon. Kamosh Amar Chazal, Shadasham Kishinivru, Amdo Pesach HaKarka. He says, that's what you have to wait. So Rav Pinkus writes in his Sefer, Sharam Bitfilah. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has so much goodness to give us. Imagine in Shamayim, he has all this Shefa and all this Tova. It is waiting there for us. All we have to do is to create the pipelines so he can send it down. That's what Tefillah does. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it already. It's by the Pnei HaKarka. What Tefillah does is connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We create the pipes. Create the pipes and he's going to send it down. Boom! That's what Tefillah does. That's what Rashi means in Parshat Bereishis. That he has all the Tova. We just have to create the connection in order to give him to be clay kibbles. In order to be able to catch it. So that's what the Ben Yoyada here says. That's why there's so much connection between not having Lokshe Lechishos and Tefillah and rain stopping. V'yim Lachash, continuing. And if a person did daven, va'olsa b'yado, and, oh, Baruch Hashem, it rains. Umegis died to Olav, but then he thinks he's so great. And he's like, oh, Baruch Hashem, look what my Tefillah did. Maybe afla olam. That will cause anger to come to the world. Shenemar mikne af al ola. You will be kona af, you'll bring anger al ola because you brought yourself up. Rava Amar, another drasha on this last pasuk. Shnei talmidei chachamim sheyoshim bi'ir achas. If you have two talmidei chachamim that are in one city, ve'ein nochin zeh lazeh b'halacha, and they can't get together on halacha. They don't express their views to each other. They don't have joint discussions. You know, they don't go on vods together. They don't. They don't talk to each other. It's chas v'shalom. So miskanim ba'af. So that also creates anger. Uma'alin oso and brings it up. Shneamar mikne af al ola. There's another drasha based on that pasuk. Period. Amar Reish Lakish, getting back to the previous pasuk that we darshit. My desavim yashach anachshish blow lachash vein yisrael abal halashon. What does it mean that if the nachash bites without being charmed, and there's no yisrael abal halashon, la'asi lavo, we're familiar with this chazal. Miskapsos ubo'os kol achayos yisrael anachash. In the future, all the animals are going to go to the nachash. The omrim lo, and say to him, ari dores v'ochel. A lion is a animal of a prey, an attacking animal. He attacks and he eats. Zev tori v'ochel. Zev attacks and he kills and he brings the food back to his cave and he eats. Atamana yishlecha. Why do you bite? You get no pleasure from biting. All the other animals, they act and they kill and they get pleasure from it. What do? You bite and nothing. Everything tastes like dirt to you. Amalahem v'ein yisrael b'al halashon. He answers them, the Ein Yisrael Baal Lashon. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that it means, what about the Baal Lashon Hara? The Baal Lashon Hara also gets no Hana. So I'm in good company. And The Rashi explains that Lasa Lava, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be down the Nachash with the Bali Lashon Hara altogether. That's what the Rashi says. Mevia Kadosh Baruch Hu bedin Eitzel Nachash, Kadeshi is Bayesh. So they're both embarrassed. The stakes embarrassed and the Bali Lashon Hara embarrassed. So still, what, he's just saying misery loves company? Then you tell the Bali Lashon, so I'm not alone. So it's exactly what the answer is so where is it? In the Biurei Hadaf, it goes one answer that maybe behind this is he's saying, at least me, what I'm doing, he says, it's Gzeira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This guy's supposed to get bitten. This guy's supposed to get bitten, so I'm at least fulfilling his decree. The guy's supposed to die now with a snake bite. But then, Bali Lashon Hara, well, there's a Gzeira that somebody's supposed to have been spoken Lashon Hara about. They're not doing nothing. At least I'm a little better. At least I'm fulfilling some kind of tachlis. I don't get any anah. But Mashenki, the Bali Lashon Hara. Okay. The Magalias Hashas, he says, why Dafka Lasa Lavo? Lasa Lavo, the animals are going to come. What about Bizman Hazeh? Animals can't come Bizman Hazeh. Why only Lasa Lavo? So he quotes from, he's from the Ben Ish Chai, but it's not in the Ben Yoyada here. It's from a different Sefer. Where he quotes that the Adua, he said it's known. Komasha Timsa Ata Beteva, Hachayos Ra Lahazigbo, Kolze Nase Bahemi Koach Zuamas Hanachash. Why are there any attacking animals, Bizman Hazeh? Why is there any Zuhama of animals of prey? Because of the Nachash. Everything goes back to that Nachash. The Zuama of the Nachash, he put the Eitz Hara inside Adam and Chava, and he put attacking natures into all animals. After all, we know the Pasuk in Yeshayo, what's going to be Lasa Lavo? The Garzevim Kevesh, etc., is Machlokas, whether that's literal or not. Let's assume it's literal. The Radak there has a discussion whether it's literal. If it's literal, why? Ben Yoyada said this literal. Why? Because Lasa Lavo, the natural tendency of all beings, people, animals, will return, and the Zuhama, the spiritual impurity from all the animals, are going to be removed. So at that point, they're going to be pure, and they're going to be able to go back to the Nachash and say, look what you did to us, all history. What are you doing to us? Look what now they can't say it, because now it's in them, it's part of them. But Lasa Lavo, when it's removed, they're going to go and say, Asher Yusar Ateva Arazach Aravarz Azuma, they're going to say, what do you do to us? So therefore, and the Arizal quotes that every animal has a malach that takes care of that, and they realize that the animals are going to be talking. Okay, but either way, that's why Lasa Lavo, because animals' nature might change or go back to its original state, Lasa Lavo. A person's tefillah is not heard unless he puts his soul in his palm. It means he's very sincere about his davening. We lift up our hearts to our palms. Got to be sincere. One second. Didn't Shmuel darshan? They will be do tricks with their mouth. Ubil shonam yechazvo, they're on low, and they'll lie with their tongue. Meaning we're talking about Bali Lashon Hara. V'libam lonachanimo v'lo namunu bebriso. People will not be straightforward. They won't be sincere. V'yafal pikin, and still the next pasuk says, v'hu racham yechaper avon. So you see, even without being totally sincere, tefillos are heard. V'chulu, lo kasha, kam b'yachid, kam b'tzibur. Oh, there's been yachid and tzibur. A yachid's tefillah has to be more pure, got to be focused. Tzibur, you get the schluss on tzibur. Again, there are many chazals about this, that even if, what's the davening with a minyan? Is it a daraisa? Is it a derabanan? Is it an eitzah tova? So there are, at the end of the day, we might say it's not daraisa, and at most it's a derabanan, except maybe a parasha zachar. But at most, davening with tzibur is a derabanan. But there are many, many chazals that talk about the gavlus and the importance and the good reasons why we would want to daven with tzibur and how it would help us. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just look at us. He looks at all of the tzibur, and here's another one. Even with tzibur, even if I'm not totally 100% sincere, still, it's better to daven with tzibur. I saw the Sha'ar Mitzvah and Bahalacha just has a tzarech ian on a Mishnah Berurah. There's a Mishnah Berurah that says, in Hilchas Mincha, he says, is it better to daven biyachidus before the Zman, before Shkia, or is it better to daven after Shkia with a minion? So the Mishnah Berurah says it's better to daven biyachidus. Better to daven biyachidus without a minion, if the minion you're going to is going to daven after the Zman. So Sha'ar Mitzvah and Bahalacha says, but tzarech ian, look here, it's tzibur, even if you're insincere. That's his kasha. I think you could answer it. What do you mean? If it's bisman, then there's a difference. You can't compare, you know, if it's shalom bismano, sincere versus bismano. You know, ain't no bisman might mean nothing. You're not doing it. You're blowing shofar on sukkis. You know, if it's ain't no bismano, so then, you know, one has to know exactly. One feels that after shkia is no longer the time for minchas, then you got it. It's better davening beforehand, even if it means davening biyachidus. Yes, that's an important Mishnah Berurah to know. Gshamim come down because of people who are true. Baal Emunah, people are true. Rashi says this means true in business. They are Baalei Emunah in Masa Umata. It says, Emetz, Me'aretz, Titzmach, V'tzedek, Mishmayim, Nishkaf. Truth comes up from the lands, right? It comes up from people, and then Ein, Tzedek, Mishmayim, Nishkaf, and Tzedek, which is like staka, and rain, will come down from above. So Rashi says it has to do with Masa Umata. Maritz Chayis quotes the Gemara we had back in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph. Right, the Shabbos of Lamed Aleph, we had the six questions that were going to be asked for us at Lavo. One of them was, and we have the Makar for Mishnayos. So the Gemara there said, "V'hayi Emuna Sitecha." Emuna, who remembers? Emuna is a Seder Zrayim. Why is Emuna Seder Zrayim? Says the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos there. Emuna is a Seder Zrayim. So Rashi there says, "Emuna is a Seder Zrayim because Shal Emuna Ha'adam Somech LaHafresh Ma'isos of Karoi." Hashem trusts us to take off Trumus of Ma'isos. That's Emuna is a Seder Zrayim. Tosfos says just the opposite. Tosfos says to be a farmer, you have to have Emuna. You're planting today. Who knows if it's going to rain? Who knows if there's going to be a freeze over? Who knows if there's going to be a drought? Who knows? You have to have a emunah to be a farmer. You have to have a emunah in Hashem that it's going to rain. So that's what it means here. Baalei Emunah. Baalei Emunah, and they trust that it's going to rain. That makes perfect sense. If you have a emunah that it's going to rain, like Tosfos says there in Shabbos Laman Aleph, so that's when it's going to rain. That's the Baalei Emunah. Not like what Rashi says here. As Rashi and the Maariv Chayis based on the Tosfos. Amar Rabbi Ami. Bo reka magdolam Baalei Emunah. How great are the Baalei Emunah? People who have emunah. Minayin michulda ubar. Where do you know this from? From the story of the weasel and the pit. What's the story between the weasel and the pit? The Gemara assumes that we know it. Rashi and Tosas both quote here the story. The story is that there was a girl that was stuck in a pit, and there was a boy walking by. I think it was that way. I think the girl was stuck in the pit. Girl's stuck in the pit, and the boy's walking by, and he says, "Hey, if I save you, you want to marry me?" She's like, "Sure, just save me." So he saves her, and then they go their separate ways, and he goes and marries somebody else. He forgets about his promise. Gear says that they swore about it. And they say, that weasel over there and this pit are our Edom. Our Edom that we swear that we're going to get married. The man didn't keep his word. He went and married somebody else. He had a child, and the first son of his died by falling into a pit, and the second child died by getting bitten by a weasel. And all of a sudden, his new wife says to him, "What's going on here? This Misa Mishuna." She says, "Oh, I made a promise, and I made an aid." So she says, you better go marry the other guy. So the other girl. So he divorces his wife, and he goes to marry that other woman. So you see from the koach of emunah, having emunah in this weasel and this pit, so the Gemara says, "Umahamamin b'chuldo barkach." If having emunah in these in these finite, these objects, the chuld and the bar, emunah stands up for you so much. Hamamin b'kadosh baruch hu achas kam v'kama. Imagine emunah in Hashem, what that would do for a person, how much that emunah would stand up for a person. Again, there's obviously more musar on that story, but we have to move. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol matzik es atzmo milamata, matzikin alav hadin milamala. What does this mean? Again, two pshatim. Rashi says, anybody who is matzik atzmo, meaning he makes himself more of a tzaddik. Anybody who's medaktik and improves himself milamata, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds him to a higher standard, milamala, in order to punish him bizman hazeh, to make it better for him, leolam haba. That's Rashi pshat of the Gemara. The Marsha has a different pshat. The Marsha says, anybody who's matzik atzmo milamata, the Marsha says, we always have to, if something, Rachman al-Islam, something happens to us, we always have to be matzik alav hazadin. We have to say tzidik hadin for what happened. But what about the future? Let's say I did something wrong and I say, Hashem, I really deserve to get it. The Marsha says you should never say that. Because that's al tiftach pel satan. Do tshuva, ask for rachmanis. Don't say, Kadosh Baruch, I know I really deserve that. That's not what should be said. Says the Marsha, that's the pshat of this line. Anybody who's matzdik asma milamata and you open your mouth that something's going to happen, Kadosh Baruch is going to take it milamala. Kadosh Baruch is going to say, you mention it, that's a tiftach pel satan, and therefore he's going to bring it down. So vidu is what we did. Feed is what we did. So what we did this aveira, please give us rachmanis. We're not saying we deserve the following to happen. We say we did such and such bad, please have rachmanis on us. That's fine. Shene Amar, it says, Emes me'or tismach, v'tzedek mishmayim nishkaf. Based on that pasuk again. Rebchei bar'avin amar avuna mehalcha. Different shot. Uki yir'ascha evrasacha. How do you know? Let's go according to Rashi. How do you know that it means if you make yourself better, Hashem will hold you to a higher standard? The more yira you have, the more anger Hashem is going to show you in this world in order to make it better for you in the next world. Rishlakash amar mehalcha. Pagata at sus. Did you meet a person happy and doing tzedek? Bidrachecha yizkerucha. Through your ways, Hashem, and your actions against him, he will recognize you. Heina taka tzafta banechta. You got angry and we sinned. Bahem olam beniva sheya. Through them we will be saved relating to our future olam, our olam haba. Army of Yeshua ben Levi, kala samech be Yisur and Shabonala, maybe Yeshua la olam. Another drasha based on this pasuk. Anybody who's happy and who accepts the Yisurin that he gets, he brings Yeshua to the world, the Marsha says, because people learn how he deals with it. And it's a Kiddush Hashem. Shenemar bahem olam beniva sheya. Through them the world will be saved. What does it mean that the heavens will be closed? When it's cloudy and it doesn't rain, it's like a woman having child labor pains and the baby's not coming out. How do you know this? Three or four different words that have this comparison. It says the lashon of atzira by rain and by a woman. Namar batzira biisha shenamar ki atzar atzar Hashem ad kol rechem. Pasuk in by Avimelech where he closed up all the orifices of Avimelech and his nation. Hashem closed atzar kol rechem. V'namar atzira b'kshamim dichliv atzar as shemayim. So the word atzira is used by both. Namar leida biisha v'namar leida b'kshamim says the lashon of leida by birth and by rain. Namar leida biisha dichliv atzar v'telebein. It says atzar v'telebein. Ben Yoyada has an interesting ha'ara here also. Why did we have to have a pasuk from Bereishis Lamed in Vayetze? There's earlier pesukim by Cain and Hevel, by others. So the Ben Yoyada says because the Gemara didn't want to quote half of a pasuk, wanted to quote a whole pasuk. This is also half a pasuk. No, there's an esnachta, and when there's an esnachta, it's like a whole pasuk. That's the greatest hefsik in Tamei Hamikra. Esnachta is the greatest psik. And therefore, quoting a half a pasuk up to an esnachta might not be a violation of quoting a half a pasuk. Of kapsuka de la paskin moshe, not la paskinas. That's a chiddush and important ha'ara about the esnachta. Again, Tamei HaMikra are very old. Trump is not something new. The Gemara in Nedarim talks about where Tamei HaMikra comes from Ezra already. It's very, very old having the proper trup. Reb Chaim was makpid to be machzu the balkore if he messed up in trup, in Tamei HaMikra. We don't. The Ramah doesn't pass in that way. The Ramah says, "I'm going to say the words properly, and you know, it's best to prepare properly." But b'di'eved, if somebody did not say the trup properly, even though sometimes the trup changes the shot of a word, ba'a, right? That's the emphasis of a word. But sometimes the trup affects it also. Again, that is something that we should try to focus on having the proper tami hamikra. So here it says v'tar v'tel bein. So it says leida by isha, but never leida b'kshamim. Shemar v'tikliv a holy dove hitzmicha. Says leida there. Never b'kida b'isha, and never b'kida b'kshamim. Says the verb b'kida. Never b'kida b'isha. Tachsev Hashem pakat asara. Never b'kida b'kshamim. Tachsev pakat haaretz. You remembered the land v'tishok akeha, and you drenched it, you watered it. Rabas tashrena. You gave it a lot of water. Pelag elokim malimayim. The pool of Hashem, which is full of water. My pelag elokim malimayim. Tana k'min kuba yish berakia. There's like a pool in Shemayim. Shemim medik shemim yobsim. That rain comes out of. What's the connection between a woman and rain? So Rashi quotes, top line of Rashi, Klomar, Al Kulim Avachim Rachmim. This means you got a daven. Just like you got a daven for one, you got a daven for the other. That's Rashi Pshat. Again, the Ben Yehoyada says on here, maybe it means that there's a connection between the two. That if you see there's an ace rut zone for one of them, it's a good time to daven for the other one. Because there is a comparison between them. Shabbat Olam Deinu Deimra'inu Eis Ratzon Sheishpiu Min Hashemayim B'Kshamim Nochon L'Spal Osa Shal Isha Gamkein V'chein L'Hefech. Because there's a connection between the two in terms of being in Eis Ratzon. Yeah.
Didn't we say that the keys of Tchiyat HaNeisen and Geshem go hand in hand?
Oh, it's Anichanam. So maybe Geshem and Leida and Chaya are two of the keys that go hand in hand. Right, in Anichanam. Good. It's also, so you have to put into here Tchiyas HaMesim and maybe Parnasa. Amar Shul Bar Nachmeini, Mai Dasev Im LaShevet Im LaArtzu Im LaChesed Yam Siehu. What does it mean in Eov that Im LaShevet? Shevet is a rod that usually hits somebody, meaning to punish somebody. Im LaArtzu, I'm going to give rain for my land, or Im LaChesed Yam Siehu, I will give it. So we have to darsh it. Im LaShevet, if I'm going to give rain coming down very hard in order to show Am Yisrael that they have to do tshuva, so the first stage I'm not going to really bring it on them and ruin them. Well, Har Megvos, I'm going to put it in the mountains and in the Gvos, and hopefully they'll get the message and they'll start doing tshuva. Im LaChesed, but if I'm bringing it down just beautiful for Chesed because they deserve it, Yam Siehu LaArtzu, I'll bring it to my land, Eretz Yisrael, besides the Bechramim, on the fields, on the vineyards, exactly what needs it. Im LaShevet, The next stage, Imla Shevet, if it was originally brought down for Shevet, meaning to punish them, but now they did Shuva, and now I could change it, so then, Le'ilanoth, I'm going to bring it down for the trees. Imla Arzo Lizroim, Imla Chesed, Lam Siehu, Bo Rosh Yichonim Aros. And at the highest level, if it goes straight into the reservoirs, goes straight into the Bo Rosh Yichonim Aros, different levels, different ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us rain. Period. In the days of Shua Barachmeni, there was a famine and there was a plague. Amri hechinavid. So he said, what do we do? How do we daven? Niboy rachmi atarti lo efshar. You can't daven for two things at once. One at a time. So what are you going to daven for first? Ela liboy rachmi amosna v'chafna. So if you, I'm sorry, amosna. Yeah, so let's daven for the plague. V'chafna nisbol. And we'll survive without too much food. Let's daven for the plague. So let's do that. Amar lahur, Shua Barachmeni, so he says, no. Niboy rachmi akafna. He says, no, let's daven for the famine. Why? Tachiyav rachma sova lachayehu diyav. Because when Hashem saves us and wants to give satiation to people, obviously he's only going to give satiation to the people who are alive. People who are going to stay alive. He's not going to give satiation and not have the people alive. So, kidyav rachmana sova, when he gives it, lachayehu diyav. Tachsiv, as the pasuk says in Ashrei, poseach es yodechu umazbia. We'll call chai ratzon. So if we get rid of the famine, so then the Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani assumes that the plague will go away by itself. Yeah. Rosh Chodesh, we ask for a lot. There are a couple of mafarshim talk about there. How much one esrei? Right, how much one esrei? 19 altogether. Right. So that's there are different shots of exactly how it is and what context is this said in. We know how do we know that you don't daven for two things at once? Dechsiv. I mean, in the Torah, you find when people ask for things, we're only supposed to ask for one thing at a time. So two psukim, the Gemara quotes here. Dechsiv v'natsuma unuvaksha me'elokeinu alzos. Let's fast and ask for Hashem on this. There's something else that they're not asking for. V'ma'arava amri mishpeder of chagai mehacha. Different pasuk. V'rachmin lamevam in kadam elok hashmaya. We have to ask for rachmin in from Hashem in heaven. Al raza dinah for this secret. Michal di ikatarti. Mashma that there is another one that we are not asking for. And Rashi here says, what is it when he quotes this pasuk? Al raza dinah. Rashi says b'Daniel ksiv. Okay, because we're not all familiar so much with Daniel, so Rashi has to tell us that it is in Daniel. Usually, if you have an Aramaic pasuk, it's a good guess to say Daniel. Yeah, how many times written in Aramaic? So again, here it's a good guess. There are a few psukim, I think, in other places. Maybe Yagar Sadusa. I don't know. I don't think I get confused with that phrase. Bimei Rabbi Zera, Gazer Zera, Gazer Shlomo Meisav Batanisa. In the days of Rabbi Zera, they made a Zera against doing mitzvos, and they made a Zera not to be Yoshe Batanis. Not to be Yoshe Batanis. Why? It's amazing Rashi here. Again, Nikra Rashi. Rashi says because they didn't want to be set, they didn't want Klai Yisrael to be able to say that Bracha came to the world because of them. There's a drought and nobody has water. But it shouldn't be able to be said that the Jews brought down the bracha. It's like stone. It's like, I don't care if I don't have it, but as long as you don't get the goodness, so it's good enough for me. So that's why they didn't want them to be sipatinus. Armelu Reb Zera, Nikabli Ilavan. So Reb Zera says, let's be makabel tinus now. Let's commit to fast at a certain point when they'll let us fast. Ulechi batel Zera lisve. And when the Zera's batel, we'll fulfill it. So Amar Lei, Minalachaha, how do you know that that works? How do you know that just accepting a tinus is good enough? So Amar Lehu Tachsiv, because the Pasuk says, V'yomri Lai Altira Daniel, don't worry Daniel, ki min hayom arishin asher nasata es libcha, lohavin lasanos lefanei alokecha, nishmu devarecha. Once you put your heart to do it, then your words have already heard. So you see, even before the carrying out of the fast, even once the decision is made, so then that is enough. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, afilu shanim kishnei Eliyahu, even if it's like the years of Eliyahu where there was a tremendous drought, the yardu kishamim ba'arvi shabbosos, when it rains on Fridays, eina ela simin klala. That's a simin klala. People are very involved on Fridays, they're running to stores, they're running back and forth taking care of things. When it rains on Friday, it's not a good sign. When it rains Friday night, it is a good sign. But when it rains on Friday, so that is not a good sign, says the Gemara. Hainu de Amar Rabba Bar Sheila, and this is similar to what Rabba Bar Sheila says, Kasha Yoma de Mitra, Kiyoma de Dina. The day of rain is like the day of din. So the way Rashi interprets this is that the day of din, there's a lot of tumult in the Beis Din. There's so many people there, backwards and forwards, and lawyers, and Bali Dinim. So there's a whole tumult. Just like it when it rains on Friday, there's a whole tumult to get things done. So just like so to invest in, there's a whole tumult. Amar Amemar, Ilo de Tsarich Liber Yasa. If the world wouldn't need rain, being in rachamim of tefillin olay. Rain causes so many problems, says a Amemar, that I would ask for rachamim and be mevatelin. Again, this sounds like a very different tone than what we had yesterday about tchias ha-mesim and matan Torah. If it wouldn't rain, you know, I'd rather it not rain, but look, we can't do without rain. But if the world would be able to survive without rain, I would ask for rachamim and be mevatelin. V'yamar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shemesh b'Shabbos, staka la'aniyim. Shemesh, when it's sunny on Shabbos, it's good for the aniyim because they get to relax on Shabbos. Shneimar v'zarcha lachem yirei shmi, it'll shine to the ones who fear my name. Shemesh staka umarpe. V'yamar Rabbi Yitzchak, gadol yom hagshamim. Now we'll get back to the good chazals about it. Gadol yom hagshamim, shafil pruta shebekisbas areches bo. When it rains, not only does the grass grow, but it's a simen bracha for all parnasa, and even in the money in your pocket is going to be mizbarech, and your investments are going to go up. Shneimar laseis matar tzacha biito ulavarech es kol masa yadecha, as it says in Kisavo. V'yamar Rabbi Yitzchak. Now we have two statements. Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Ein abracha mitzuya el b'davar hasamui min ha'ayin." Bracha is only chal on something that is hidden from the eye. This relates to the ayin hara sugya. Shneimar yitzav Hashem itchas abracha ba'asamecha. Hashem will give you bracha in your greenhouses, which are covered, ton of the very beast, and not just covered from eye, but not measured. You don't measure. You don't know how much it is in the silo. It's not measured. Tanadvir bishmo ina bracha mitzuya ela badavish ina ayin sholetes bo. Bracha is only mitzuya on something that the eye does not see. And the first we'll talk about what the difference between these two statements are. Davar hasamui min ha'ayin and ina ayin sholetes bo. Shine emar yitzav Hashem etchas habracha ba'asamecha. Again, Hashem will command bracha in your silos. So some of the Farshim say, why is there a mitzvah of meiser? You have to measure out exactly. Truma could be any amount. Meiser, doesn't that ruin the bracha? No, the answer is that's why there's a special bracha in the Torah. Aser to aser, aser b'shvilshet is aser. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you another bracha because you ruin the bracha that you've made it a davar hamadud, a measured item. That's why he gives you another bracha. Just two more lines. Tanur Rabbanan. Hanichlas lamedes grano. If somebody's about to go measure their granary, they don't know how much is there right now. So Amar Yiratzon l'fanach Hashem l'kenish shizla bracha ma'asi yadenu. So there should be Yiratzon that Hashem should send the bracha in our actions. His chalamed, but once you start measuring, Omer Baruch, you make a bracha. Hasholeach bracha b'kriyazeh. Baruch Hashem, thank you for sending a bracha b'kriyazeh. Rashi says b'shem ha'malchus. See, a real bracha when you start measuring. Madad v'yachach birech. What if you measured and then made a bracha? Hashem gives you brachas that he's mizbarech your silo. Harei zeh tefila shav. It's too late. That's a false tefila. It's already measured. What are you making a bracha for? That you want Hashem to be make it more. Lufi she'ena bracha mitzuya, because bracha cannot be chal. Lo b'davar hashakol, not at something that is exactly weighed. V'lo b'davar hamadud, measured. V'lo b'davar manud, counted. Ela b'davar hasamui min ha'ayin. Period. 2 points. One I'll say today, one I'll say tomorrow. Rabbeinu Bachai, I'm going to say for tomorrow. And it's like Dama Tekisisa. Beautiful thought about why is this that bracha is only chal davar shasamim min ha'ayin. That'll be first var tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. But one var, the Sfasemes asks here. You make a bracha as you start counting? It's a suffix. You don't know if there was a bracha. And you're making a bracha? Bracha da Hashem, Raja B'Shem HaMalchus? What kind of bracha are you making here? So he gives two pshat. He says, number one, maybe you already have seen that there has been a bracha. You just don't know how much. So it's on a vadai. You already walked in, you see this, so much grain. So number one, there is a tremendous bracha, so it's not on a vadai. Number two, he quotes the Ramban, who says that hacha, we're talking about when you're modi l'tzorach hafrashas trumus or maisras. When you do have a chuzah ma'aseh, then the Hakadosh Baruch Hu promise you a bracha. When you're doing a mitzvah, you're not just doing it for your own purpose. When you're doing a mitzvah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu promise you a bracha. Then it's a vaday. He ends off and says tzarach iyan gadol. Still, these are pshatim, but to say you still make a bracha in these cases is a big tzarach iyan. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll start off with the Rabbeinu Bachai, and then we will move on.